Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now,
welcome again to another episode of Hammer Time Radio. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here with my brother Phil Cortez.
Good morning.
Soon to join us is Mr. Todd Schmiegel of Schmiegel's Plumbing. We can talk about all things plumbing, all things construction related. If you do have any questions for Phil or I regarding construction or any of the things that we do, more than welcome to call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236.
So last week we learned a lot about the lawn, which I found very interesting. And now we're finally seeing some weather out there that might cooperate with mowing and caring for the yard. But I'm sure everyone is having the same issue that we're seeing. Wet yards, backed up drainage, everything in regards to wet, wet, wet. So some pump-related questions, anything at all, we'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. I know we at Cortez, we're getting a lot of calls about, you know, sump pumps running constantly. What do we do about backup solutions. So we'll have a bunch of different topics to talk to with Todd when he does get here with regards to some or any other plumbing related questions.
So to recap some of the services that we offer at Cortez, and I know you probably all know this, but we do kitchens, bathrooms, additions, sunrooms. We have a line of sunrooms called Better Living Sunrooms. We do retractable awnings, shade products. We do outdoor kitchens, which are really popular right now, as well as patio roofs. So if you have any needs for that or any questions regarding those things, give us a call. We do also have our newest feature, which is our cooking class. That class runs every Monday or most Mondays. So the next coming up date for that is June 5th. We have one that will be our pizza workshop. July 10th, we have another one, which is called Liguria. All of the classes feature different cuisines, so Italian cuisines. The next one after that would be August 7th, which is Firenze, and then September 18th. Those are the next four upcoming classes. So if you want to schedule any of those, go to our website. There is still some space available, I believe, if I'm correct, for our June 5th show. So give us a call or go to our website and sign up for those. It's $75 a person. And and let us know. So just walking in right now is Mr. Todd Schmiegel. How you doing, Todd?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry I'm a little late.
That's all right.
The reliable plumber, right? You plumbing, had me on the job.
Plumbing calls.
I never like being late.
No, you're fine. You're usually the most punctual guy I know, but I know you were busy this morning helping out a friend of mine, so I do appreciate that.
No problem. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, anytime.
And I still had time to get coffee.
There you go. I tell everyone in town, best guy outside of being a plumber, but also the best plumber as well in town.
One of my favorite people in the world.
Well, I thank you guys.
So what did you do over at Dennis's house this morning?
He needs some outside faucets put in, and his house had the outside faucets connected to a well that was abandoned.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
Basically he had no outside means of water, so I got him connected into the domestic water.
Nice.
All before 10 a.m. That's pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah. Very efficient use of your time.
Todd, why don't you I know you've been on a few times, but why don't you let everybody know kind of your story, what you do, and all that?
Well, I've been in business for many years. Worked for my parents in the plumbing company, and I guess I'm a seasoned plumber now after 49 years of doing it, starting at age 8. But I enjoy what I do every morning when I wake up. And what I do is I work for a handful of contractors, you being the best and the first most customer.
Appreciate that.
Is that just because we just said so many nice things about you?
Pretty much, yeah. So anyway, plumbing and heating business forever. But, you know, I just want to do plumbing. I like doing the additions and the kitchens and bathroom models you guys do. But I see all kinds of plumbing in houses. One of the things I was thinking about talking about on the way here are sump pumps. And I've had this conversation on the air before with your dad and how sump pumps are installed incorrectly. So if we want to build on that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we kind of talked about, you know, right before you walked in. We had the Lakeside Sod people on last week and talking about the rain and how much, you know, we are experiencing a lot of yard water.
Okay.
And how important the sump pump is, and what if it fails, and what backup solutions do we have?
Sure. Okay. The first thing, whatever sump pump you have, you have to make sure it's discharged properly. You have to get the water far away from your house. You know, a splash block is adequate in some circumstances, but putting it into a bubbler or drainage system to get it to the street is better. Why have that water recirculate down to your basement again when you can get it out far away? So that's number one. Number two, backup sump pumps are great. When the power goes out, you can put a water-powered sump pump in. You can put a battery-operated sump pump in. I put in many over the years, and I think I favor the water-powered sump pumps now.
How does that work exactly? I mean, I have one, and I pretend like I really know how it works, but... No, truly, I don't. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. When the power fails and your normal sump pump can't do its job, the water level in the pit gets a little higher than normal, and then which activates the water-powered sump pump. So this sump pump is a siphon device which draws the water using water pressure from your incoming water. Now, obviously, it's not going to work if you have well water because the well needs a pump to work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have domestic water coming from, you know, the county, the city, wherever, it's going to have the pressure to push the water through the pump and then siphon or pick up the water that's in the pit and discharge it. Now, here's the important part is to get that water discharge separately from your normal everyday pump. You can't tie those two pipes together, and I see this all so often. It's a quick, easy way of doing it, maybe, but it's not the right way. And why is the problem? If your normal sump pump discharge check valve fails, you're going to take the water from the water-powered sump pump and actually put it back into the pit with more water and make your problem worse.
So it's just going to cycle through again.
Correct, yeah. So two separate discharges is the key for a water-powered or even a battery-powered sump pump.
Very good. I mean, we've come across a few different type of backup systems in our, you know, comings and goings in people's houses. You know, we go through the having the alerts and the alarms and all the technology that goes along with it. Is there you know, smart sump situations now?
Well,
where you get the heads up, hey, this thing failed. Because I don't check on it ever. You know what I mean? And I'm wondering if I'm ever relying on my backup instead of...
Well, you can have your alarm company. I see the mostly alarm companies have a sensor in a pit, so when it gets too high, and if you find that sensor in the middle of the two pumps, it would probably work fine. So it's saying that, hey, your normal pump's not working, but your backup is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why couldn't you just abandon the regular sump pump and just use the water siphon system if it's going to be more reliable?
Well, it's not, you know, reliable is that's a question to have, but well, you're using water to power it, so the water is costly. At the end of the month, you might have a high water bill, but it's still cheaper than a flooded basement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I mean, like we talked about last week, we've had such an unusual spring, and I mean, we were walking through we were walking outside yesterday. I mean, inches of water we're standing in. So, you know, to get that to pump up and out in a way also gets that recirculation problem squared away as well. And each town has different ways of viewing the splash block as well. Am I right with that? Certain neighborhoods don't like splash blocks?
Well, correct. Like town of Amherst, for instance, you have to. You don't have a choice. You have to take that water to the street. You got to put it into a bubbler system out to your street. Other towns allow splash block. But remember one thing, your water is your water. I mean, you can't dump your water on the side of your house and run to your neighbor's property.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's where neighbor disputes happen and other issues. So you got to make sure that splash, like if you're using it, that water's staying on your property.
Now, with the tying into the bubbler system, yeah. I know I've run into this a couple times where they don't want you tying in. If, you know, say we put an addition on, they don't really like us tying into an existing system because it might be old or roots going through it or anything like that.
Well, yeah.
Amherst has made us do a couple brand new systems because of that.
Correct. If it's not working right to begin with, why add more to the problem?
Yeah. How do you check? How do you know if yours is working right?
A good guy with the sewer cable or a camera can tell you that. And even simply just sticking a garden hose in there. If you put it in there and it's running clear, and that's fine too. But the guarantee it, get a camera in there.
Mm-hmm. I had one other question about the sump pump. No.
All right, well, while you're thinking about that, we're going to take our first break here of the hour. When we get back, again, we can talk about more things with Todd regarding plumbing. If you have any questions for him, he is the master of plumbing. So give us a call and see if you can stump him. 803-0930, or you can text us 803-0930, or outside of Buffalo at 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. On the phone, we have Carrie from Lakeshore Savings Bank. How you doing, Carrie?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well today.
Carrie is the branch sales manager at the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. If you've listened to the show in the past, you know that Cortese and Lakeshore Savings have a really great relationship. We send all of our listeners to Lakeshore when they are looking for all of their financial needs. Carrie, can you tell me about some of the interest rates you have currently?
Yes, of course I can, and thank you again for having me back on the show.
No problem.
So Lakeshore is offering some fantastic rates on our CD, our certificate of deposits. With as little as $500 to open, we're offering a CD for 9 months yielding 4.35%, a 22-month certificate yielding 3.5%, and a 57-month yielding 3.15%.
Wow, those are some impressive rates. Do you by any chance have accounts for liquid assets with a better rate?
Good question, Nick. So for those of you who prefer having their money available and not locked up, we offer a money market special, currently offering 2.65 APY with a minimum balance requirement of $1,500. So the money is liquid to you. We ask that both the CDs and the money market bring in some new money from an outside source combined with some monies that you currently have on deposit.
That's amazing. Carrie, I want to thank you for being on our show today. Can you let our listeners know how to reach you?
Absolutely. So I'm currently in the office, and my phone number here is 716-646-9480, or visit our website at lakeshoresavings.com. Our customer service number is 716-366-4070. But again, I'm in the office today until noon, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have about your banking needs. 716-646-9480, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you.
All right. Again, thank you, Carrie. And as always, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
It's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof. Call today, 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow. Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortese. I am here with my brother Phil and Mr. Todd Schmiegel of Schmiegel Plumbing, right? Schmiegel,
that's right.
Yeah, actually, I know what the official name was.
Well, it's actually Joseph Schmiegel, because my grandfather started in the 30s.
All right.
Yeah. That's good.
Nice. All right, good. I've just always known you as Mr. Todd Schmiegel.
Mr. Todd.
Mr. Todd.
I'm not that old, am I?
No. But I had known you my whole life.
You did plumb the house we lived in as Todd children.
Okay. Okay.
Very good job on those.
Let's move on.
I use those toilets quite a bit. Anyway, so again, if you do have any questions regarding plumbing for Todd, you can call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236. You can also text us at 803-0930. And we do actually have a text question, which also confirms what I said earlier, the best plumber in Western New York. What is the average lifespan of a gas-powered tankless water heater? When they make us go electric, does an electric tankless require a 220 line?
Great question.
The average life of a gas-powered tankless heater. It's all about maintenance, too, because with a gas, with a tankless heater, you have to, you're always bringing fresh water into it, and the heat exchanger gets restricted after a while with the water we have in our area, the hard water. So that'll shorten the life a little bit if you don't use it, but I would predict about 15 years on a tankless.
You've had to maintain mine a little bit. I've had you know, some corrosion.
Correct. Yeah.
What causes that?
Well, that's the acidic from combustion. So when you're burning natural gas and it's a high efficiency because you're venting with plastic pipe, there's the byproduct is an acidic condensate, mm-hmm. and it literally rusted one of your brass fittings right off that. Yeah. So
I had to put a new one in. I think I've had to do that twice now too. Mm. And I think one time it happened winter. But no hot water in the winter. We mm-hmm. yeah, it's not fun taking cold showers while the park comes in.
I remember it when we went that October storm. We had no power. Mm-hmm. I jerry rigged our tankless hot water heater to the gas generator outside, okay. and we had hot water. But as the generator kind of engine kind of ebbed and flowed, so did the hot water. It was kinda a little interesting. But that is one of the concerns that you know with a tankless water heater, right? I mean. At least with a tanked water heater, you have 40 gallons or until you run out or whatever it is.
I have my reservations about tankless heaters in some aspect, too. I think they're a great product, both especially for you guys. You got families at home, mm-hmm. shower after shower, back-to-back, that's great. When people ask me that for a tankless heater, and I look at the circumstances, if it's just the two in the house, keep with a regular hot water heater. The cost for a tankless is more. There's no really payback on savings on natural gas. I mean, you will save it, don't get me wrong, but by the time you pay that off, the heater will probably have to be changed. Mm-hmm. But if you have a high use of hot water, then the tankless are a great product.
So, and as far as tankless goes, I mean, there are a few, like I said, a few downsides. Number one, obviously, the power situation. Mm-hmm. If you don't have power, you don't have hot water, which some people may not realize. And again, you probably won't have hot water with a tanked water heater, but you at least have a reservoir.
Well, you will. If it's a standing pilot, you will.
Yeah, okay.
That's, even when the power goes out.
And then one of the other big things is the time it takes to get hot water to your fixture.
Faucet.
Okay.
Right.
And that's where hot water recirculating lines come in. Larger houses will have a recirculating line and a pump. So when you turn your faucet on at the farthest point, you should have hot water in seconds.
Mm, I don't have that. We got to put that in.
Okay.
Is that something that can be retrofitted?
Yeah, it is. There's some products, aftermarket products you can put in. In fact, one of your customers had one down in the city. Mm-hmm. I had to put it back in for them. And they work good. Yeah, it's a great product.
Do you know a good plumber that could put one in for them?
We'll talk later. And how does that work, you know, like we said here, as we're hopefully not going to be pushed to everything being electric, how do you see that evolving? Is that, you know...
Well, one of the options for hot water, if you don't have gas now, is, well, one, geothermal, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we can talk about that subject, but... in your house, you can do a hybrid, or I'm going to say, you can do a heat pump hot water tank. So basically drawing the air from your basement, using the heat from that, and making hot water. Very efficient.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
So
how does that work?
Yeah.
Well, once again, you have heat in your basement, right?
Yeah.
And the heat pump, you know how heat pumps work. It's basically a refrigeration system. So stealing the heat from your basement, putting in your hot water tank. And the sort of the interesting part of it, the byproduct is cool, dry air. So in the summertime, it's a dehumidifier in the summertime. But once again, you're using the basement air to do that.
Is there a cost? You know, difference between a normal setup or?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's definitely more dough for those. Almost probably equivalent to a tankless hot water heater in cost. Hmm.
Does the water get hot? Hot?
Yeah. Well, you want 130, 140 degrees, whatever you want. Yeah.
So you mentioned geothermal. I'm sure there's, you know, it's becoming more mainstream, but why don't you describe what that is? Because I'm sure there's people out there that don't actually know.
Well, we talked about a couple weeks ago. I had my former partner, Jens Ponico from Buffalo Geothermal. Him and I opened up the business years ago, and then I separated to go back to the plumbing world. But geothermal is nothing more than exchanging heat from the ground and making hot or cold air into your house or hot water. So it's a refrigeration system that takes the heat from the ground.
So in a sense, what is the process? So they essentially put a line into the ground, right?
Yeah, you put a loop field outside somewhere, be it vertical or horizontal, where you're drilling down, digging down, and with enough pipe to make a heat exchanger the correct size for your house. So we're talking about air source heat pumps a couple weeks ago, too, because that's an alternative to things. But air source heat pumps work the same way as a ground source, but rather than getting the energy from the outside air, you're getting the energy from the ground, which is far more stable and far more reliable.
So, and do you see that a lot of geothermals systems going in Western New York, or is it better in certain geographic areas, or
Yeah, there's a lot of it going on. And the hardest part with geothermal is overcoming the naysayers. People say, oh, it doesn't work in Western New York.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, why are hundreds of houses mm-hmm. being built with them? It's a great product. I can talk about it for hours if you really want to. But I just want to talk about toilets and sump pumps today.
Sure, we can talk about toilets. Yeah.
So, the question too, like I said, the electric aspect of this, mm-hmm. how do you see that next step if we did have a tankless? Like, are we supposed to all take out our tankless or our tank systems? And
I don't know what the state's going after. One of the things they want to do is lower the carbon dioxide. You mm-hmm. know, the byproducts and combustion that are being thrown into the air. So the best way of doing it is not to burn fossil fuels in your own house. Now, they got to burn fossil fuels somewhere else at a power plant to do that. So that's where the argument comes in, and I'm sure we'll get a couple calls or text messages, because mm-hmm. last time I was on the air, we had that situation. Can't answer that. I could talk about the benefits of geothermal, but how we get the energy, that's not
yeah.
So one of the biggest things that I usually see, we go to so many houses in a week, in a year, and one of the biggest things I see that I think is probably, and you probably would agree, as far as sump pumps go, one of the largest errors is people discharging their sump pumps right to the outside of their house. And obviously all that does is create a loop where your water just comes right back down the foundation wall into the sump pump, and this will burn your sump pump out. So what is your recommendation, for people?
Putting a bubbler system in, which would connect up your downspouts from your gutters as well as the sump pump.
And different towns require, retrofitting that situation. Tonawanda, I think, went for a while where everyone had to get it discharged, out further. I remember seeing pipes all over, front yards and...
Correct, yeah. Amherst, I don't know about Tonawanda being mandatory, but Amherst, you have to do that. What they're trying to do right now, all the different towns are trying to get rid of groundwater going into the sanitary sewer, because the sanitary sewer costs so much money to take the waste and deal with it through the towns, and they have an abundance of clear water in there. So they don't want sump pump discharges, they don't want outside downspouts, they don't want floor drains from your basement or garage leading into the sanitary system anymore. So they have to separate. So most of the towns, when you sell your house, you have to make sure those are separated. They'll come into the house, make sure you have, any cross connections, you get rid of your floor drains in your basement, and that's making a big impact.
That's good.
Does gray water go with, laundry water, does that go into the normal sewage?
Correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. that does. It does. And I like to see more gray water, systems coming about. Gray water is taking relatively clean water from your sinks and using it to flush toilets.
Nice. All right. Well, so we're going to talk a lot more about this stuff. Or if you have any questions for Phil or I, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-626-9236, or text us at 803-0930. We'll be back right after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Consultants for Catholic Health say they experienced a data breach. Minimum data set says the breach may include medical information from some long-term residents within Catholic Health's skilled nursing facilities. MDS says it was aware of unusual activity involving certain electronic health record files in March and began an investigation. Catholic Health says the files were accessed by a former MDS employee without authorization. Social security numbers, diagnoses, names, and birth dates may have been accessed, but it's unsure what has been accessed. Catholic Health says all residents have been notified out of an abundance of caution. Erie County holding a household hazardous waste collection event in Hamburg today. Pre-registration was required. All spots are filled, but two more events are scheduled for July 8th in Elma and September 30th in Buffalo. With pre-registration required, that'll start 30 days before the events. Meanwhile, Gary Carroll with the county says you don't have to wait if you have waste to drop off.
They did want to mention that the county offers a voucher program where residents can bring up to 50 pounds of eligible materials to a facility in Tonawanda, but they do have to pre-register for that as well. And you can find out everything about this at erie.gov/recycling.
And Carol says you can also call 998-8073. Special Olympics hosting a swimming competition this afternoon at UB's Alumni Arena Natatorium.
This is an event, it's more local, and what we do is we kind of, again, we give them that authentic competition by having them compete against other teams across the region. And then, as they participate in our regional events, we move them to, super regional or statewide events.
Mike Pelosi says admission is free. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, sometimes the smallest room in your house has a big impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. update your bathroom. When we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there like Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City has offered you a beautiful glass, high-quality product for your shower, your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. Call Twin City, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Visit them in their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
David Bellavia here. This winter, we experienced some intense weather in Western New York, which has wreaked havoc on your home, specifically your roof. And that's why you need to call MH White Roofing, the trusted name in home improvement for over 50 years. When you book a new roof job with MH White through the end of April, ask for the Bellavia Buy. The Bellavia Buy is a $500 discount off a new complete roof. That's $500 off for your new roof. Call MH White Roofing at 434-8970. Call MH White. They get the job done right.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Gary's gotta come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pool.
If you missed last year's big truckload sale, wait till you see the Jacuzzi Mega Sale. The Jacuzzi Factory Authorized Mega Sale is coming this week to Gary Pools and Leisure. The Jacuzzi truck has been in cities across the country. Now the Mega Sale brings Jacuzzi shoppers up to 50% off. These mega discounts are this week only. Hot tubs for every family and budget are mega discounted for savings that will not last. Imagine yourself sitting in your very own Jacuzzi for under $6,000. And there's special mega financing, too. Come out this week and make it happen. You deserve it. Gary's got it. Come and get it at the Jacuzzi Mega Sale. Going on now at all three of our locations in Amherst, Clarence, Cheektowaga, and at Gary'sGotIt.com.
Gary's got it. Come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pools and Leisure.
Hi, it's Linda, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I recently met and interviewed Julianne, owner of Turning Tides Financial. Julianne specializes in financial solutions for women going through divorce. If you're going through a life-changing period, such as retirement, divorce, or loss of spouse, Julianne can help. An emotional crisis does not need to be a financial crisis. Call Julianne today at 716-800-4290. That's 800-4290. Turning Tides Financial, solutions for women going through divorce. Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now.
Does a beautiful spring weather make you want to get out and drive? Drive to Lenco Supplies and get the Camo Deck Fastening System and this special offer. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your deck and make it the envy of the neighborhood. And with Lenco Supplies Camo Fasteners, you can do it up to 5 times faster, all while standing up and saving your back. For a limited time, purchase Camo Edge Deck Clips for your deck and get the Clip Drive Standing Install Tool for free, $120 value. Just use the promo code DRIVE23 at checkout, either in-store or on one of their three locations, or shop online anytime at LencoSupplies.net. That's promo code DRIVE23. Those in the know, go Lenco. Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Ortiz. Again, I'm here with my brother Phil and Mr. Todd Schmiegel of Schmiegel. What is
Joseph?
His name?
Joseph E. Schmiegel.
I always forget because your name's Tad. Yeah. You know, so Joseph Schmiegel Plumbing. So on the break, Tad, we were talking about some of the different types of ways to plumb your house, with, you know, supply lines and all that stuff. So we were talking about the difference between copper, PEX, and CPVC, and you were kind of giving us some of the breakdowns of each. And I know we get this question a lot, you know, if people trust PEX, you know, if everybody obviously has that. It's kind of like the screw top on the wine bottle situation, where it's the new technology and people don't really trust it yet. But what is your opinion on the three?
Well, that's a good analogy, the screw top.
Right?
Anyway, yeah, copper is the tried and true piping method for many, many years. You know, since I started working for my dad back in the 70s. That's how old I am here. But and PEX came about a bunch of years ago, and I went kicking and screaming, like, no, I'm not going to do it, and there's no way. There's, what's wrong with copper? But you look at the value that PEX offers as far as cost savings and convenience to install it, and probably the biggest thing to me is how clean PEX is. There's mm-hmm. no flux or solder in the pipe. Of course, the water coming into your house still can be affected, but once it's in your house, you have a nice, clean delivery system. I still install copper on a regular basis, but there's nothing wrong with PEX. Now, there are two different kinds of PEX let's talk about. Actually, there's three. I don't even know about the third one so much, but there's A and B PEX. B PEX is what you're going to find at Home Depot. It's a good product. It has a cinch ring or a collar that you squeeze over the fitting, and it works well. The only downside to it is the fact that it has big restrictions in the fitting, so your water flow is compromised. Matter of fact, in the city of Buffalo, when you use that, you have to upsize one because they have poor water pressure and volume, so you have to upsize your pipes by one size. The alternative is type A PEX, which is Uponor. Uponor makes it. It's an expandable PEX. It's more resilient to freezing. That's another good point we didn't mention before. Yeah. You know, when pipes freeze, the PEX will freeze, expand, and then go back down in shape again. Uh-huh. Copper will freeze and then split.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm sure CPVC would do the same, right?
You know, I can't talk about that. I don't know what CPVC is. I think you're right, but I don't know that for a fact. Maybe somebody else knows that answer. But as far as I'm concerned, Uponor type Apex expandable. They have the same size fittings as a copper, so there's no restriction in it, and you get a good water flow through it.
So the restricted things that you're talking about, type B PEX, so for everybody out there that doesn't know, essentially those fittings fit inside of the PEX line. So what that does is restrict the diameter of the interior of the pipe, which restricts your water flow, which gives you worse water pressure. So this just type A it does not do that. The fittings are they out exterior mounted? Are they,
no,
are they
just since you're expanding the PEX to make the PEX go over the top of the fitting. I think I mentioned it's called CTS or copper tube size. So the interior size of a Uponor fitting is the same as copper.
Gotcha. So you'll have, if it's a half inch pipe, you'll have half inch water flowing through.
Yep. Yeah.
Now the third type of pipes, which I should have had this conversation with you about 3 years ago because I have it in my house, is CPVC.
Yeah.
And that, you know, why don't you talk about that a little bit, what that is?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with CPVC. I just haven't installed a lot of it. And the downside of CPVC, it's brittle. So in a right circumstance, the pipe can actually break. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would take a lot. Don't get me wrong. You have to jump on it, but it can break, and I did see it break. So that's why maybe I'm needing not to use it. But it makes a nice install when it's all said and done.
You're just saying that because I have it in my house now. Oh. I'm going to go home and burn my house down.
I don't think so. You got a beautiful house.
All right. So those are the three different types. We do get those questions quite a bit. I mean, we also talked about on the break shark bite fittings, which I know you said, shark bite fittings are a good like kind of homeowner fix or even temporary, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They have their purpose. I wouldn't put a pipe whole house or building with shark bite, but if you need to
get expensive too.
Yeah. Right? Quick repair. It's something that works well.
Yeah.
I trust them. Yeah.
Nice. So we do have a couple questions here that are text.
I think that's one question.
Oh, it is? Okay. So
I got it. The short vertical riser down at the street on my 5-year-old bubbler system is currently remaining full of water. I can't access above. There is a lower grate in that riser. Should I attempt to snake it from the cleanout ports where the gutter downspout enters the bubbler at the front of the house? Thanks.
Well, it's quite typical for the end there to be backed up anywhere from the little pebbles from your roof going down there, leaves and other debris will find its way down there. That's why that whole system is called a bubbler, because as that horizontal pipe leaves your house, goes under your sidewalk, goes to the street, the intention is for the water to go down into the town storm system. But when it gets plugged up with the debris, it's going to come over the grate at the street or at the grass level, hence the word bubbler. It looks like water bubbling up. If you can get in there and, you know, stick a vacuum down there on a dry day and get that crap out of there, that'd be good. Or, you know, if it needs to be snaking, that's something that may happen. You know, you could do that too.
I have that same issue. I have the whirly birds that clog the daylights out of it. And I don't know why I can't reach anything down there to clean out, you know, the
Try sticking a vacuum hose down there.
That's not a bad idea.
So we have another question here. Somebody that actually wants to call in and talk to us instead of text us. His name is Gary. He has a question regarding the cost of a drain line in a house replacement. How you doing, Gary?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Great. How are you?
I just have a good. Just a question. I have, it's my main sewer line coming. I have two bathrooms above, so it's a direct straight line down from the both bathrooms. But in the basement, it's a copper line. I see some corrosion in the copper. And nothing's leaking as of now, but just wondering how that could be replaced and what the replacement would be instead of copper.
Well, I mean, PVC would be your obvious choice for that. Copper takes a lot to rot out copper. You might have a couple of bad solder joints. I'd look into it before we condemn all the whole copper. Might be just a corrosion because of a bad sweat joint. But you could change the PVC. That's something you could do.
You use a fern coat for that? Nothing too much?
Pretty much, yeah. The hardest part about that is gaining access. Sometimes staircases and, you know, new walls in the basement over the years are in the way, but that's not really a big deal.
Yeah, I think I'm good in that regard because it just happens to be where it is in a pretty accessible area. So I was just wondering because I'm sure it wouldn't be cost-effective to go with copper again.
No.
It would probably be just better going with the PVC. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, copper's very, very expensive.
We were just talking about that on the break, how expensive copper's gotten. So PVC is, you know, substantially less. Yeah. And a couple of Fernco's, right?
I mean, yeah, they make special Fernco's to go between PVC and copper, since there's different outside wall thicknesses.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'll give you a call and have you come out and take a look.
Wonderful.
So appreciate it.
Thanks, all right, Gary.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Gary hangs up. That opens up a line for you to give us a call at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236. We have another call here from Bill out in Wheatfield. How you doing, Bill?
Good. How are you this morning?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Hey, as far as copper goes, a lot of the houses are 100 years old with copper plumbing in them, and they're still fine. You know, I don't know if they're going to get any plastics that'll last that long. And they're still going, so who knows how long they'll last. And the other thing is, too, your underground water lines, if I remember correctly, from the mains coming into the house, they always put copper in because that's the big thing in the city. They want to get rid of the lead feeds and restore them, and they put in copper.
No, you're correct on that. The copper water service is a common thing. And sometimes you get a plastic water service coming in, too, when you have great long distances. Most municipalities want a copper water line. Leaving the house, it can change to plastic because that copper is also ground line for the electrical system. Also, keep in mind the outside copper is a thicker copper, and you're right. Copper is going to last 100 years. The only time I've seen copper fail on water lines is hot water recirculating lines like we're talking about because you constantly have water flow through there, and I've seen the fittings actually start having pinholes in them.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it was at Brothers of Mercy right around the corner from your dad's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we changed a lot of water lines there because of the hot water recirculating.
That's because it's a fluid and you get erosion on the turns and on everything else.
No, you're exactly right.
You know, because I was in the business of doing that, but only with like cryogenics and stuff and with aluminum and copper and steel and that, and you still get that erosion every time you got to turn. You know, it's just like a river. It acts the same way.
That's right.
You know? Great point, Bill.
Thank you for the call, Bill. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. Again, if you want to ask any other questions, we have a few more questions on the line if you want to hold on for Todd regarding plumbing or anything regarding construction for Phil or I. We'll be back right after this. Did you ever move your refrigerator only to be completely shocked by the buildup of dust, hair, deteriorating food, and all kinds of gross stuff that is collecting under there? Your air ducts are usually worse than what I've just described. It is allergy season and spring cleaning time. Most know about washing windows and cleaning carpets, the things you can plainly see. However, don't forget to clean the most neglected, unsanitary, and unhealthy part of your home, your heating and air conditioning duct system. This is the one place you can't clean, and it's the one place that affects your health and your pocketbook in a big way. The dark recesses of your ductwork in the walls, basements, and hot attic harbor living organisms like mold and bacteria, dust mites, live and dead bugs and animals, dander, and of course, course, those pesky little dead skin cells. Indoor Air has been helping people across the entire listening area breathe easier for the past 30 years, and in May, they are celebrating their 30th anniversary in business. What they have to offer can not only improve your health, but give you peace of mind and reduce stress. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, great, Nick. Yeah, excellent job of describing what's in most people's ductwork if they haven't had us out in the last 3 to 6 years. And, yeah, I mean, you know, the biggie that a lot of people miss is they know about the construction debris and everything like that from remodeling an original build, but the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day builds this, like, gray fur inside there. And when we scrape and blast 95% of that out of there, people that have sinus or allergies, it can make a big difference. In fact, I think you were telling me you had some, that was your, you had some good results.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I had you guys out at my old home, and I'm getting to the point now where I might need you at my new house. We're 3 years in, so maybe a year or two down the line. But at our old house, we definitely saw a difference. I do have seasonal allergies, as well as I think everybody is affected by dust. And just immediately after having you guys out, there was a major difference, not only with your allergies, but with even just cleaning. You don't have to clean dust nearly as much, which is amazing. So, Peter, why don't you tell us what else you guys do that helps people breathe easier?
All right. Well, my favorite technology is medical-grade air purifiers by Healthway, and they're just amazing because they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And, you know, that in itself says a lot, because after COVID, everybody knows about HEPA filters, and quite frankly, you know, they're just not very effective. So there's a 500-square-foot one, and then there's one that I know that your folks have one that's like covers 1,200 square feet, and then there's one that hooks on your furnace. So those are amazing. And, you know, and then also the high capacity dehumidifiers are a game changer.
Awesome. So what are the special Hammer Time discounts for today?
All right. So for duct cleaning, first and foremost, as we celebrate our 30th anniversary in business, you can save a minimum of $150 off up to about $200. For your average home, and that's for the duct cleaning, and then you can save $300 off the portable Healthway medical grade air purifier. You can save $500 off the whole house one, and you can purchase the 500 square feet for $429, and $250 off on the high capacity dehumidifier.
That's awesome. Indoor Air Professionals is prepared to get you breathing easier, but you have to call today, 683-3000. That's right, 683-3000, and speak to Peter at Indoor Air Professionals. You must call today in order to take advantage of these great savings.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Bowerly, let's get to the root of the matter. If your trees need a simple trimming, or if you want them completely removed, call AJ's Tree Service. Summer's too late. That's when you're going to want to enjoy beautiful and healthy trees. So don't wait. Call AJ's Tree Service for a free spring assessment. Let them give you a free and honest assessment. From tree emergencies, tree and shrub care, tree pruning, or tree emergencies, AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282.
The cold climate heat pump is the healthier, cleaner way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, it's me again, your heat pump. Just wanted to point out that there's no need for fossil fuels in this house since I'm here, which means a lower risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Hey, it's me again. I kept thinking, no fossil fuels and the air is filtered. Aren't we the best thing that happened to each other?
It's healthier. It's cleaner. It says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs. and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Gary's got it, come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pools and Leisure.
If you missed last year's big truckload sale, wait till you see the Jacuzzi Mega Sale. The Jacuzzi Factory Authorized Mega Sale is coming this week to Gary Pools and Leisure. The Jacuzzi truck has been in cities across the country. Now the Mega Sale brings Jacuzzi shoppers up to 50% off. These mega discounts are this week only. Hot tubs for every family and budget are mega discounted for savings that will not last. Imagine yourself sitting in your very own Jacuzzi for under $6,000. And there's special mega financing too. Come out this week and make it happen. You deserve it. Gary's got it. Come and get it at the Jacuzzi Mega Sale. Going on now at all three of our locations in Amherst, Clarence, Cheektowaga, and at Gary'sGotIt.com.
Gary's got it. Come and get it. Get happy at Gary Pools and Leisure.
The Gorilla Floor has been upgraded. That's right. Every Gorilla Floor will now include a vapor barrier. That's right. This is a great ad, folks. A vapor barrier is important because of the high water table in Western New York. Creeks, rivers, and lakes cause that high water table, and it makes concrete surfaces vulnerable to moisture. The number one reason a resinous floor fails is moisture, and a vapor barrier is going to help. So protecting you against this is Gorilla Garage Gear's attempt by giving you a vapor barrier included at no extra charge in the warranty, 15-year warranty. This is something that no other company is doing. The goal at Gorilla is to provide you, their customer, the best products, and the Gorilla Floor will do that. Don't rush in and promise a 24-hour install. No, they don't. They do it with time. It takes a couple days. The best products, the latest technology, skilled installers to ensure that your Gorilla Floor is the ideal product for your project. Give them a call today at 715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the funk.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez in studio with my brother Nick and the one, the only, Todd Schmeagle. We have a couple questions and a few minutes left here, so why don't we start with the text and then we'll go to the phone. The text is, the city is always trying to sell me supply line and sewer line replacement insurance from the main in the street to my house foundation. Any input on the value of that would be appreciated. Might be touchy question. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a city or if it's an aftermarket insurance company that works with the city or how that is. But when I hear a city, I think of older sewer lines, older water lines, and I don't know the cost of this insurance. But if it's $20 a month or something reasonable, you might be a candidate for it, because when you do have to replace both of those, neither of them are cheap. Mm-hmm. There is one thing that I just recently found out. If you have a lead water service like we're talking about before, the city will actually come and change that. Now, please don't quote me on this, but the last I heard, the city will come and change it for free.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of lead, obviously, because of the poisoning and all the bad stuff that goes with it. So if you have a lead water service, inquire about it with the city.
And how would you recommend people find out that they have a lead water
service? Well, sometimes the lead actually will come into the house, but it's more, on the older houses, it's galvanized that comes in and lead on the other side of the wall or the water box. And the city has records of that, too. Yeah, okay. So I don't know how anxious they are going to be to voluntarily come out and do something. Yeah. But if you have a waterline issue, contact the city with regards to, hey, do I have lead and what's the replacement cost?
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go out to Batavia and talk to Ray. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Excellent today. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, no sweat. What can we do for you?
Bubbler question. I have a water backup sump pump. My line, should I drain the water backup line into the pipe that goes to the bubbler from the main sump pump, or should I have a separate line for the water backup? The example I'll give you is, a number of years ago, my bubbler froze at the curb, made my indoor water sump pump couldn't discharge the water because the bubbler was froze?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the exact way to pipe a backup sump pump, be it battery or electric, is to a splash block. And we're talking about, we don't want splash blocks normally for everyday sump pumps, but for a backup water pump, you do get that water as far as you can from your house with that splash block. And the benefit to that is the fact that you're going to see that your backup sump pump is running. So there might be a time you're going to come home and the power's on in the house and everything's fine, but you see the splash block wet and you have to say, why? Well, maybe your main sump pump broke. Maybe the circuit breaker went out. You want to know when that backup sump pump is operating.
And the backup sump pump has saved myself twice already. So second question is anode in a hot water tank. How often should that be changed?
Well, that's a question we could talk about forever because it depends on your water quality coming in. I've changed hot water heaters that never had an anode change ever. Then I've had situations where well water is coming in that has whatever's in well water, those anode rods fail quickly. I have a buddy of mine in Florida that basically changes his every couple years, but now he put an electronic anode rod in, it would solve his issue. So I wish I could talk more about that, but it's all about your water quality.
Thank you for the great, intelligent conversation and helpfulness. Thank you, guys.
No sweat. Appreciate it. Thanks Ray. For the call. Have a good weekend. All right. Well, that was an informative block of conversation we had. We jumped around a lot there.
Yes, we did.
Is there any part of plumbing that we didn't touch on?
I'm sure there's something, but yeah, I'm always happy to talk plumbing. I even like talking about geothermal, but sometimes that can open a can of worms and whatever. So whatever the conversation is, great.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate you coming in, Todd. Anything else that you want to kind of point out before we go, hot topics that we didn't hit?
No, I'll think of something for next time.
All right. That sounds good. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Again, we're
getting a few texts from my father via vacation, and he wanted to make sure that we did mention the cooking class, which we did. So yeah. The cooking class is a very fun, informative block of time at our office. So if you do have time to jump on our website and check it out, it is something that is well worth the evening spent there.
So again, the next class is June 5th. That is going to be the pizza class. I have been informed here that there are still spaces available for that class. So if you'd like to sign up for that, just go to our website and you can do so. The next one after that, I believe, is sometime in July. But they are always on a Monday night. And like Phil said, they are very fun. Chef Jerry Clementi is incredible. He cooks for us often and it is really good. So if you ever do want to enjoy that, feel free to go on the website and book a time that works for you. Again, we want to thank Mr. Todd Schmeagle of Joseph Schmeagle Plumbing.
Boys, it's always joining. A pleasure to come out with you guys.
We appreciate you, Todd.
Anytime.
Very much. And for Phil and I, we want to say thank you. Our father will be back next week for all of you that were wondering that question. But always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.